Chapter 4. Introducing a Very Charming Lady. George Lomax returned straight away to Whitehall. As he entered the sumptuous apartment in which he transacted affairs of state, there was a scuffling sound. Mr. Bill Eversley was assiduously filing letters, but a large armchair near the window was still warm from contact with a human form. A very likeable young man, Bill Eversley. Age, at a guess, 25, big and rather ungainly in his movements, a pleasantly ugly face, a splendid set of white teeth, and a pair of honest brown eyes.
"Richardson sent up that report yet?"
No, sir. Shall I get on to him about it?
It doesn't matter. Any telephone messages?
Miss Oscar is dealing with most of them. Mr. Isaacstein wants to know if you can lunch with him at the Savoy tomorrow.
Tell Miss Oscar to look at my engagement book. If I'm not engaged, she can ring up and accept.
Yes, sir.
By the way, Eversley, you might ring up a number for me now. Look it up in the book. Mrs. Revel, 487 Pont Street.
Yes, sir. Bill seized the telephone book, ran an unseeing eye down a column of M's, shut the book with a bang, and moved to the instrument on the desk. With his hand upon it, he paused, as though in sudden recollection. Oh, I say, sir, I've just remembered. Her line's out of order. Mrs. Revel's, I mean. I was trying to ring her up just now. George Lomax frowned.
Annoying, he said. Distinctly annoying.
He tapped the table undecidedly. If it's anything important, sir, perhaps I might go round there now in a taxi. She's sure to be in at this time in the morning. George Lomax hesitated, pondering the matter. Bill waited expectantly, poised for instant flight, should the reply be favourable.
Well, perhaps that would be the best plan, said Lomax at last. Very well, then. Take a taxi there, and ask Mrs. Revel if she will be at home this afternoon at 4 o'clock, as I am very anxious to see her about an important matter.
Right, sir. Bill seized his hat and departed. 10 minutes later, a taxi deposited him at 487 Pont Street. He rang the bell and executed a loud rat-tat on the knocker. The door was opened by a grave functionary to whom Bill nodded with the ease of long acquaintance. Morning, Chilvers.